Welcome to the Oster Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcasts. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Magdalena Markowska from Umea University and King's College London. She recently published an article entitled Spiritual Bricolage Among Women Entrepreneurs Reframing Adversity. She co-authored this paper with Digis Tesfaye, Ethiopia Segaro, and Lucia Naldi. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Magdalena, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper and why did you decide to address this particular topic?
Well, Tegist started her PhD journey as a researcher interested in women entrepreneurship. So the initial idea came from her thesis. And because she was interested in women entrepreneurs in Ethiopia, so that was the empirical context that we were in. We weren't quite open-minded into this research. However, we relatively quickly realized that resources are important because the context is very much about lack of resources. So focusing on how women may maintain their entrepreneurial motivation despite not having resources, despite encountering a number of adversities, was really interesting and intriguing. And it didn't seem like we had that many answers in the current research.
Can you identify key contributions of your papers that you believe will have the most impact on the field?
I would say that entrepreneurial reframing, the concept of entrepreneurial reframing, is something that I think might become interesting and bring a lot of potential into the study of entrepreneurship and our understanding and ability to help entrepreneurs. There are so many entrepreneurs in many various contexts who struggle with resources, access to resources, or see limits rather than possibilities. So our concept of reframing, entrepreneurial reframing or reframing adversity, as we look at upon it, consists of four elements. And those four elements provide sort of dimensions that show how we can change limitations in entrepreneurial context into something that creates opportunities. And the other concept that I think is a contribution and has also potential is the spiritual bricolage. So spiritual bricolage, we know a lot about bricolage as such. And in entrepreneurial context, bricolage has been brought up and has been studied a lot. But most of the research has focused on the tangible resources, the spirituality, the religion, they are interesting and there is research going on, but the combination of the two is relatively new. And again, I think this is where the majority of entrepreneurs from maybe the global south could really benefit of understanding how to leverage spirituality they live by in an entrepreneurial context.
What was for you the main theoretical or methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
As I mentioned at the beginning, we went into the field quite open-minded. We didn't have a theoretical framework. And I guess this is how many of the qualitative researchers go into the field open to see what the data brings. So finding and setting on a framework was something that we have been back and forth for quite some time. We have been considering using the well-being framework to explain the data we were observing. We were looking at agency in entrepreneurship as well, because we've seen a lot of agency among both women. And then finally, we sat on the framework of bricolage, But in the discussions, in the review process, the reviewers were encouraging us or pushing or questioning, is this the framework really? Should we not take another one? So I would say really finding and deciding and sticking to a framework can be seen as a little bit challenging. Methodologically, we knew that we wanted to do qualitative study and we wanted to hear the voices of the women. But again, we have been challenged a little bit by our reviewers if what we are observing is really the what we say it is. So I think both of the challenges in the qualitative research that you go, you ask open questions, and then you need to make sense of if what you measure, if what you observe is what you say that you really measure, right? So I would say those were the challenges, both on the method side and on the theory side.
Let's talk about the research process itself. Can you share something about the journey, perhaps a turning point during data collection, a difficult decision you had to make about the research design, or even a moment of doubt? Any surprise or counterintuitive result, something that made you rethinking about your initial assumptions?
Well, yes, going into a different context, it's amazing. I think it's great to have both being the new in the context, but have also someone from the context who can kind of hold your hand and help you make sense of what you're observing. And it's combining this insider and outsider perspective that's refreshing, I would say. So one of the very first things we have noticed when Tigis started collecting the data was like how the women were talking about changing religion, you know, like, I don't want to say like changing socks every day, but it was relatively normal. Can you imagine in European context, me coming from Poland, talking about changing religion? No, it's rather something that's given to you or maybe something that you take or not. But here we were in a context and having evidence of a multiple women entrepreneurs who have changed their religions. Most of them did change only once in the period that we have explored them. But I think we have had one or two that have done it twice. And interestingly, we have got questions also from the reviewers in the process, if it was, or when we presented the findings, if it was in one direction, and it wasn't. So that's surprising as well. That's really cool because people were moving from Orthodox into Islam, from Islam into Protestant, and so forth. So we have seen movements in all directions. So no particular religion was really winning, but it was something that was just happening there. So that was really cool. And that's the point where we were like, yeah, this paper should be about religion, right? So there, you asked me about like a turning point. I think this realization was one point. And then as we were crafting the manuscript, the other point was, so should we just focus on the women who have changed religion, or should we include those who changed and those who didn't and see if we could compare and see what are the benefits or what are the disadvantages? Yeah, what are the differences between them? So that was like a difficult choice to make. Which story do we want to tell? But it was exciting process, really exciting.
If you could go back to the beginning of this project, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently and what advice would you give to other scholars embarking on similar research?
I think The one thing that was really hard for us, we really loved this idea of the women changing religion. I think we got hooked on the idea pretty strong. So it was really difficult to let it go. And the review process has helped us strengthen and simplify the story we were telling. But in part of that process, it felt like we had to let go of this idea that this exciting idea of that changing religion actually contributes by bringing new resources for the women. So my advice to my colleagues, to other researchers would be, don't get too hooked up on ideas and on findings from the research, and be open to take a different perspective, to see how you can work with the data you have. Because the very first, or it might not fly given the story you are telling. So I think this was really difficult for us in the review process, like letting go of this idea. So what if we were to start again, I would probably not want to get so hooked on the idea.
Thanks a lot, Magdalena, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Spiritual Bricolage Among Women Entrepreneurs Reframing Adversity. You co-authored this paper with Tigist Tesfaye, Ethiopia Segao, and Lucian Aldi. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-edu.com and on the main podcast platforms.